Lesson 12, Science 1. Part A, Listen, Write, and Speak.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage. Then choose the best answer to each question you hear. The sea is the largest unknown part of our world. It covers 71% of the Earth. There is still much to be discovered about this vast blanket of water. Some scientists are studying ways of bringing the ocean's huge supply of water to the deserts of the world. Others hope to control the weather by learning more about the exchange of heat and moisture between the ocean and the air. Others are studying the ways in which sound travels and is affected by water and heat. What happens when seawater touches different elements is another subject of study. These are just a few of the questions to which oceanographers are devoting their energies. One of the most interesting projects in oceanography is the work of mapping the ocean floor. Only a very small part of it has been mapped. This was not important when only surface ships sailed the world's oceans. But it can mean the difference between life and death to men in submarines. Long ago, there was only one way to find out how deep the ocean was. A seaman could throw a weighted rope over the side of his ship. Then he pulled the rope up after it had reached the bottom. But this was not a very exact way of measuring. In the 20th century, a better way was found. Sound was used to measure the ocean. An American Navy ship sailed into a narrow strip of water to conduct an experiment. Seamen dropped a number of devices that would burst with a loud noise when they hit the bottom, and a little instrument that had been invented measured the time it took for the sound to reach the ship. This has helped oceanographers map the ocean floor. Underwater photography is also important in mapping parts of the ocean floor. With the new methods that have been perfected, cameras can take pictures of the underwater valleys, even in color. If the waters of the ocean could be moved away, the sea floor with its wide valleys, uneven mountains, and submarine rivers would be an unbelievable sight. Around the edges of the continents, the ocean floor is flat, and the water does not become much deeper for about 30 miles. Where there are high, young mountains along the coast, this flat part may be much less than 30 miles. But where rivers flow into the sea, the flat area may extend for hundreds of miles. The region near the continents, where the water is not so deep, is the place where the ocean's greatest riches in marine life are found. Below these living creatures and plants are the largest unknown quantities of minerals. At the end of the flat part, the seafloor suddenly drops down, forming deep hollows which are shaped like bowls. These huge hollows hold most of the world's water. Imagine, if you can, a mountain chain stretching 40,000 miles around the Earth. It is hard to believe that this great underwater chain of mountains encircling the Earth was discovered only a few years ago.
Question number 1. Which of the following is one of the subjects oceanographers are studying, according to the passage? Question number 2. What is one of the most interesting projects in oceanography? Question number 3. Which adjective best describes the ocean floor? Question number 4. What was discovered about the underwater chain of mountains a few years ago? Question number 5. What does the passage mainly discuss?
Exercise 2. Listen to the passage again. Complete the chart with the information you get from the tape. The sea is the largest unknown part of our world. It covers 71% of the Earth. There is still much to be discovered about this vast blanket of water. Some scientists are studying ways of bringing the ocean's huge supply of water to the deserts of the world. Others hope to control the weather by learning more about the exchange of heat and moisture between the ocean and the air. Others are studying the ways in which sound travels and is affected by water and heat. What happens when seawater touches different elements is another subject of study. These are just a few of the questions to which oceanographers are devoting their energies. One of the most interesting projects in oceanography is the work of mapping the ocean floor. Only a very small part of it has been mapped. This was not important when only surface ships sailed the world's oceans. But it can mean the difference between life and death to men in submarines. Long ago, there was only one way to find out how deep the ocean was. A seaman could throw a weighted rope over the side of his ship. Then he pulled the rope up after it had reached the bottom. But this was not a very exact way of measuring. In the 20th century, a better way was found. Sound was used to measure the ocean. An American Navy ship sailed into a narrow strip of water to conduct an experiment. Seamen dropped a number of devices that would burst with a loud noise when they hit the bottom. And a little instrument that had been invented measured the time it took for the sound to reach the ship. This has helped oceanographers map the ocean floor. Underwater photography is also important in mapping parts of the ocean floor. With the new methods that have been perfected, cameras can take pictures of the underwater valleys, even in color. If the waters of the ocean could be moved away, the sea floor with its wide valleys, uneven mountains, and submarine rivers would be an unbelievable sight. Around the edges of the continents, the ocean floor is flat, and the water does not become much deeper for about 30 miles. Where there are high, young mountains along the coast, this flat part may be much less than 30 miles. But where rivers flow into the sea, the flat area may extend for hundreds of miles. The region near the continents, where the water is not so deep, is the place where the ocean's greatest riches in marine life are found. Below these living creatures and plants are the largest unknown quantities of minerals. At the end of the flat part, the seafloor suddenly drops down, forming deep hollows which are shaped like bowls. These huge hollows hold most of the world's water. Imagine, if you can, a mountain chain stretching 40,000 miles around the Earth. It is hard to believe that this great underwater chain of mountains encircling the Earth was discovered only a few years ago.
Part B. Listen and relax.
Directions. Here are two short and funny poems for you to enjoy.
1. There was a young lady of Niger who smiled as she rode on a tiger. They returned from the ride with the lady inside and the smile on the face of the tiger. 2. There was an old man with a beard who said, "It is just as I feared. Two owls and a hen, four larks and a wren have all built their nests in my beard." Part C. Further listening.
Directions. You are going to hear a short passage once. Listen carefully and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
We human beings are land animals, but we are also closely tied to the sea. Throughout history, the sea has served our needs. The sea has provided us with food and a convenient way to travel to many parts of the world. Today, experts estimate that nearly two-thirds of the world's population live within 80 kilometers of the seacoast. In the modern technological world, the sea offers many resources to help us survive. Resources on land are beginning to grow less. The sea, however, still offers hope to supply many of our needs. The riches of the sea, yet to be developed by technology, are impressive. Oil and gas explorations have existed for nearly 30 years. Valuable amounts of minerals, such as iron, nickel, and copper, exist on the ocean floor ready to be mined. Fish farming promises to be a good way to produce large quantities of food. The culture of fish and shellfish is an ancient skill practiced in the past mainly by Oriental peoples. Besides oil and gas, the sea may offer new sources of energy. Experts believe that the warm temperature of the ocean can be used in a way similar to the steam in a steamship. Ocean currents and waves may possibly be used as a source of energy, such as hydroelectric power. Technology is enabling people to explore ever deeper under the sea. The new undersea technology is providing divers with diving suits and undersea chambers that are kept at sea level pressure. The development of strong new materials has made this possible. The technology to harvest the sea continues to improve. Experts believe that the problems of exploring the food, minerals, and energy sources of the sea will soon be largely solved.
Question number one. What does the passage mainly tell us? Question number two. Which of the following can be inferred from the expert's estimation? Question number three. Which of the following haven't we been able to do so far in the sea? Question number four. What is not mentioned in the passage as a source of energy of the sea? Question number five. What can you infer from the passage? This is the end of Lesson 12.